In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff. 1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103. Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3. Nobody wants to see a lost taxi driver amble on stage. When he takes off his sunglasses, he looked like Satan. His dance moves were appalling.
Now you're making that up.
And
now you're making
he
that
isn't
up.
A performer. That is just one of the many reviews about Pitbull's performance last night, and I disagree with that.
No, it was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in my life. 40 of the best minutes of my life. I want to say thank you very much, Nathan O'Reilly, for bringing me and for sorting out the tickets, because I never danced as much in my life. I never sang as much in my life, and I was never as happy in my life as I was last night at the 3 Arena.
Great.
Dancing to Pitbull.
Giving you a platform.
Take my life from a negative to a positive. I just want you all to know that. Tonight, it's your life.
Right.
Pitbull, Naya, Neo, yeah. Tonight.
Let me give you a platform right now. Because there's many people out there that absolutely hate Pitbull.
Why?
That say he's a weak performer. He's a granddad at a wedding. Please, just describe what you saw last night.
Energetic. Inspirational.
Oh.
Motivational. And kind.
Oh.
The smile on his face, he meant every single thing he said. He took off his sunglasses to make eye contact with us, and more importantly, me. I'm pretty sure he made eye contact with me. He wanted to thank every single person. We got more information about his gig and some secrets he let us know as well about his life. That gig was exclusive to us. I know a lot of artists go around the world and do the same gig every now and again. That was exclusive to Ireland. He put extra special effort into that, and I want to thank you, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305. Thank you so much.
To anyone listening right now, will you ever see Pitbull again?
I'm going to try. I don't know if he'll come back to Europe.
Do you not
I
think
may
so?
Go to see him in Vegas if I can for a big birthday, maybe my 30th in a few years. But that maybe I may never see him again.
Do you know, it was great
and
to
you know
see
what,
the smile
okay.
on your face. And if you're listening to this, you're about to get into the podcast. I'd also encourage you to check Spin's official Instagram and just watch Graham smile throughout the performance.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
My God, what a night last night. I want to say again, thank you to Nathan O'Reilly for helping me sort out tickets for last night's gig.
I can't believe I ended up getting the tickets. I said during the show yesterday, a 70% chance you were going. But thankfully, I befriended someone high up in a record label and they sorted me out with the tickets.
Yeah, because we were chatting to people in the row in front of us and they turned around and they goes, oh, you actually didn't have the tickets at all. I was like, no, you didn't have any tickets whatsoever.
I think people thought I was messing. I genuinely didn't have any tickets.
Message came in at 9:45 yesterday morning, just before the end of the show, but it was amazing. He came on just roughly 8:05. He played till 9:15. It was 40 minutes of intense Pitbull songs. It was hit after hit after hit. He started in the 80s. He took us to the 90s. Then we went to Miami. Then we went to New York. Then went to the future. It was a story. It was beautiful. It was all unfolding in front of our
Can
eyes.
Can you just speak about the intro of Pitbull?
Wow.
Before he even goes on stage, a massive screen with words shooting, entrepreneur, businessman, icon, hero.
It did look like they just put it together really quickly on a memory stick.
Yeah.
But we know Pitbull is more than just a singer. He is an icon. He is an entrepreneur. He is a motivational speaker.
He's a message.
So maybe that PowerPoint presentation he did at the beginning can stand to everything else he does.
And you had a keen interest, of course, with his dancers. Who are they called?
They're called like the Bad Girl Troop. They're a troop that go around with him, but he employs them to their own separate crew. But we learned a lot about Pitbull last night. We learned that his great-great-grandfather is Irish.
I couldn't believe it. He said he'd never been in Dublin before.
It was his first time in Dublin. His first time in Dublin, and he was ever grateful, and he felt the Irish power because his great-great-grandfather went over to Cuba many years ago, met his great-great-grandmother, and that is where the family began, from Dublin.
So do you think someone right now in Dublin, or maybe just in the whole of Ireland, is actually related to Pitbull?
Oh my God, they'd have to be, wouldn't they? They'd have to be.
Could you imagine your family tree finding out you are related to Mr. Will Wadd?
God, imagine if I was. That'd be amazing.
You never even knew.
So tickets were like gold dust last night. There's people outside trying to get tickets. So I did the good thing. I knew there'd be people listening this morning going, couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
Graham, could you grab me some audio, see what it sounded like? Of course. I had the phone out.
Ooh.
I grabbed you some high quality audio. This is the one he started with. It was Don't Stop the Party. Nice. That's a good start.
Did you do Spanish for the leaving, sir? What did you say there?
Don't stop the party.
It's, you're not really speaking Spanish.
No, that is Spanish. It's Cuban Spanish, Nathan. Duh. This was Hotel Room, one of many people's favourites.
Very loud.
Might be able to hear me just in the background, but I try to not sing over it because I wanted to give people an experience.
People were definitely looking at us. You were making the most noise by a country mile.
Close it off. He wanted to take his life from a negative to a positive. With a Kodak.
How is your voice still standing
Joy
today?
Life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo tonight. Oh, it was amazing. Again,
oh, look, I'm glad
much.
Your dream came true.
It's sad that I think that maybe I will never be able to see him again. I don't know. Will this be it? Will this be the last time I ever see Pitbull?
You
the
kept
first and last
saying,
time?
Best 40 minutes of my life. Best 40 minutes of my life.
And at the end, he took off his sunglasses. He had his big grin on him. And I'm pretty sure that he stared at me. I'm pretty sure we locked eyes.
He's
I'm
looking
pretty
the
sure
other way.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Welcome to the Pop Culture Corner.
Oh,
can you please just introduce my credentials?
Oh, Nathan O'Reilly. Single man.
Wow, that was a long pause. I didn't think you had anything else for me.
Nathan loves pop culture. There was a time where he knew nothing about anything.
I don't know why you had to include I'm a single man in my introduction.
But for some reason, he now loves pop culture and he has got everything we need. What's happening in the world,
sir? The VMAs. It was on last night. What an evening for Camila Cabello. She won Video of the Year for Havana. She also won Artist of the Year. I want to also say Childish Gambino. He nabbed 3 prizes for This Is America, including Best Video with a Message.
Yeah.
We all love that. Song of the Year, Post Malone with Rockstar. Good to see old Posty have a good time.
Yep.
Best Latin Video went to J Balvin, Mi Gente. Of course, the song that we all twerk to for the entire year.
Surely if Camila is winning Video of the Year, that's a Latin video as well.
Controversial, I know.
Would she not be winning that one as well? Maybe
no,
I'm wrong.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
I think you are wrong.
Okay.
Song of the Summer, which I'm very surprised about because you could have had Dua Lipa, you could have had Drake in My Feelings. Instead, it went to Cardi B, Bad Bunny and J Balvin.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Would you be happy with
I'm
that?
I'm very happy
also,
with that.
Also, the good moments was the Backstreet Boys. They actually opened it up. They were singing their recent single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Well, nobody wanted to hear that one. They wanted to hear the old stuff. That's the bad thing about people coming back. They want, let's hear my new stuff. No.
No.
We want the classic hits, please.
A weird duet featured Aerosmith and Post Malone on stage.
Ooh, wow.
Aerosmith with a big old leathery face. Madonna, she paid tribute to Aretha Franklin. And there was a lot of cutaway shots of Ja Rule in the crowd, just smiling with sunglasses.
He seems delighted with himself. I actually saw a tweet this morning with Camila Cabello. She retweeted herself back in 2012. So in 2012, she tweeted, hashtag VMA 2012. I want to be there so bad you don't understand, hashtag someday. And then last night, she quote retweeted her tweet, you're not going to believe this, Camila, but in 2018, Madonna is going to give you an award for Video of the Year and your acne will clear.
Oh.
So I don't know which one she's more happy about, winning the award or acne clearing. I think I'm actually going in reverse. I'm getting older. My acne is coming back.
Are you inspired though? By Camila, because obviously you have a boil at the side of your lip. You now also have a boil at the side of your nose. Your nostrils still smell of raw meat. Are you inspired?
Camila Cabello is my inspiration. Who knows, maybe next year I'll be winning Video of the Year for Dublin Musical 2. We'll enter it next year, the VMAs.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And this message from Shauna sums up my Pitbull experience. Hi, Graham and Nathan. Listening to you guys from New York.
Ah, New York, New York.
I can totally join in on the Pitbull love. I seen him in Jones Beach in New York a few weeks ago. I'm a huge Neo fan and he jumped on for a song or two. He puts on an amazing show. So happy for you that you got to see him. He's a ball of energy on stage. I felt like I'd been to the gym after dancing along to him. Yeah, I stank afterwards, and it was when he finished and I danced so much in that 8:05 to 8:45 period, I forgot, oh my God, Britney Spears is actually here too. I was ready to go. And Britney Spears came on.
He was absolutely phenomenal, and he's also so built.
Yeah.
I didn't realise.
Lovely smile as
such
well.
I think the crowd, we all remained a little bit silent when he did take his sunglasses off. Nobody really wants to see
that. I did. Yeah, I was happy with it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and I, we do a sitcom. You know it. It's called At Home with Graham and Nathan, because we feel like we've managed to break down how to make a successful show. You look at Friends, you look at How I Met Your Mother. They're very popular. They had many series, and it just seems they had a laughing track in the background.
Rubbish jokes and a laughing track. And here is the latest edition of At Home with Graham and Nathan. Nathan, how are you?
Ah, fantastic, my child.
What are you watching?
Just The Angelus, and that's it. Oh, amazing. It's my favourite time of the day.
Okay, and why are you wearing white robes and sandals all of a sudden?
I'm in preparation for the Pope's visit. Duh.
And 2 weeks ago, you dressed up in the Irish women's hockey kit. You are such a bandwagoner.
It's called fashion trends, Graham.
Yeah, well, you could have put underwear on underneath the skirt.
What do you know about fashion? Dye your hair, old man. Anyway, only a few days till the big mass in the Phoenix Park.
So you haven't been to mass since Christmas 4 years ago, and that was just to collect money from Tommy, who was just back from Australia to visit his family.
Yeah, and he didn't even have the money.
What did he give you instead of the money again?
A signed Shane Ward album. I still cherish it to this day, to be fair.
What's that smell?
That would be the fish for dinner. 12 of my closest disciples are coming around for some supper.
Disciples? Who'd follow you?
I don't know, but Callum said he'd sort it out for some free food.
Hey, guys.
Ah, hey, Callum. Did you sort out the disciples?
Sure did. There you are, 12 disciple tracks on this MP3 player.
Ah, fantastic. I love this song. Just like in biblical times, chilling in my robe, eating fish and jamming to the disciples.
I need to get out of here.
Hey, Nathan, you turned that water into wine yet?
In the process now.
Oh, maybe I'll wait just a little bit longer.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Every game is different. Every contestant brings something fresh and new to the table.
And we do it every single morning on Fully Charged. Let's go to the phone lines. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hello, Andrea. I like you.
Thanks.
Andrea, what's the plan for the day?
I'm sitting outside work waiting to go in. I'm early, so...
Do you know what, Andrea? Don't bother. Turn around.
Well, it depends on the job. What line of work are you in?
I work in the doctor's surgery.
Okay, no, go in.
Oh, no, you need to go in.
You need to go in.
You need to save lives.
No, you need to go in, Andrea. I'm sorry. I take back everything I said. Andrea, I'm sorry you have to go to work, but look, we're going to try and sort you out with €100 at the end of the week if you can top our leaderboard and got to get it wrong. Dan came on yesterday, he got 14 questions wrong in a minute, so if you get 15 or more, you will go top. How it's going to work is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Andrea, I have 1 minute on the clock. I wish you the best of luck. Here we go.
Sing the Malcolm in the Middle theme song.
Da, 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 da.
Hum the Sex and the City theme song. What is Jose Mourinho's job?
He's an accountant.
Who manages Man United?
Louis Suarez.
What do footballers kick on the pitch?
Rugby ball.
What nationality is Brendan Gleeson?
He's English.
Name a Colin Farrell film.
Gone with the Wind.
Name a Gwyneth Paltrow film.
Gone with Wind.
Who did Chris Martin used to be married to?
Jennifer Lopez.
Sing a Coldplay song.
Waiting for Tonight.
What band is Chris Martin in?
Steps.
What's 78 minus 9?
12.
15 plus 8 is 27. True or false?
False.
What rhymes with piddle?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it was a difficult one this morning. How did you find it, Andrea?
It was okay.
Can we all just sing this? Waiting for Tonight.
Oh, well, you will be here in my arms, waiting for tonight.
Could you imagine waking up in a parallel universe where Chris Martin is in Steps and H is in Coldplay? What a horrible world that would be to live in.
All right, we have a score here. I like you, Andrea. You remind me of a very young Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, Natalie Imbruglia, not Bruglia. I don't pronounce the G.
You had to be Dan who got 14. I can tell you.
Okay.
You came on this humid Tuesday and you got 10.
10?
She's not happy with that. And you know what? I wouldn't be either, Andrea.
I would just stop it.
I think you're better than that. I do. I really do.
I do think I am, yeah.
There was a repetition there, a couple of buzzes as well. But I think you come back and do a little bit better, Andrea. But thank you for playing this morning. And get into work and save a few lives there for us, will you?
I will.
Bye.
See you, Andrea. Bye.
Leanne has been on to us.
What's Leanne saying?
And she has a little bit of a query for Nathan,
who is
the boss of Gotta Get Around.
Guys, I feel that it's very unfair for the people who have to do like all the songs of the Hummin, because like they're really losing like more time, so they don't really have all the time. So like the guy Dan yesterday, he didn't get as many songs that he had to like hum, so like he really had like more time. So it's like cutting someone's time short. So I feel it's a little bit unfair. It needs to be a bit more consistent.
Leanne,
anyway, I love the game.
Look, loves the game. Looking for some consistency from Nathan
Leanne,
O'Reilly.
Look, I like to include that humming question, and I'm not looking for them to give me a massive answer. I just. That's all. That's it. Move on quick.
But again, we always encourage your input into Gotta Get It Wrong.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
If you were to ask me, Nathan, what was your favourite moment from Britney Spears' performance last night, I would say when she got some random Irish guy from the crowd.
His name was Kirk.
Up on stage and put a dog collar around his neck and then started parading him like a dog. And then she would whip Kirk with a massive leather belt, and everyone just started cheering while Kirk looked like he was crying.
If anyone knows Kirk, let us know on 0877111038. Now you say it, that was an amazing experience. I actually kind of blanked that out from my memory.
It was very surreal. I thought it was a dream.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You'll be happy to know that yesterday after the show, I ended up going for lunch with my good friend Rusty Rupert.
Now, Rusty Rupert is a friend that I think everyone has, where just bad things constantly happen to this person. In the past, he just has been so unlucky in love.
Yeah.
He messed up a Skype interview in Germany before, just got carried away and just closed a laptop in front of himself. What happened, Rusty, this time? Because I love his life.
Well, I was asking him, Rusty, do you have any stories for me? What's going on in your life? And he said something very awkward happened to him over the weekend. Now, he ended up ringing my other mate on Saturday, and on the phone call, he was extremely loose with his tongue. He was just having a bit of fun. He was like, look, it was a bit of guy chat, having a laugh on the other end of the phone. Didn't realise that my other mate had put Rusty on loudspeaker.
Oh, no.
He was on in the car.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't just my mate driving the car. It was his mum.
So
the mum is listening to the conversation, but Rusty Rupert was furious because my other mate never told him, just by the way, you're on loudspeaker, be careful what you say, my mum's in the car.
Can you really say that though? Because then does that not look worse in front of your mum?
I don't think it does.
Because you're worried, what is this person going to say in front of my mother. But then I suppose he'd already said it, so the damage is already done.
Rossi Rupert was extremely annoyed. He messaged his friend after saying, "What are you doing? Give me a sign. This is so awkward now. I can never see your mother again." And he's now hanging his head in shame. But he was saying, "Why didn't my friend give me some sort of clue?"
Well, I hope he wasn't talking about his friend's mother.
Oh no. Wasn't that. Extremely loose with his tongue.
Okay. I suppose just how two friends chat, they kind of think it's a private conversation. They don't think there's a third party involved, yeah, especially when
you
it's
need
not
to
a
let
mother.
Someone okay. know if you're on loudspeaker.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'm in total agreement. However, sometimes it's that awkward situation where there could be maybe somebody with you that you don't want to make it too obvious, that you don't want them to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
However, you're there just sitting constantly going, "Oh God, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Because I don't want to make a big deal out of this." But you never know. You all have those friends who just will say anything.
You do hear of those stories of people have a special greeting if you're going to be put on loudspeaker.
Yeah. I know some of my mates, if I ring them on loudspeaker and I'm in the car, they will go, and we all know this is the sign. They'll go, "Graham, how are ya?"
Okay, so you're on loudspeaker if you get that.
If they answer the phone with your name and how are you, then you're on loudspeaker.
That's good.
If it's, "Hello, what's the crack, you?" Blah, 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 you're just on the phone. But it's, "Graham, how are ya?" And a very kind of formal one, you go, "Right, I'm on loudspeaker."
That's brilliant.
And they go, "There's something up. There's something up in the situation, so I know not to be bit bold in my conversation." But I know Rusty listens to this show in the morning on his way to work.
Religiously.
And I want to make Rusty feel a little bit better. So have you got stung on loudspeaker yourself? Rachel and Luke and WhatsApped us in saying, "Rang my mate to say I saw her ex and he was looking beautiful."
Oh no.
"Without knowing I was on loudspeaker in the car and her current boyfriend was sitting beside her."
Here, that's rough going. We were also looking for your tactics because you said one of your friends will answer the phone with a full name, yeah?
Full name and kind of assertive going, "Graham, how are ya? You know something's up. You know something's up."
Well, this is extremely odd. Siobhan and Blessington. "Okay, guys, know this sounds weird, but I end up answering the phone with a bird noise to warn them if they're on loudspeaker."
What?
That is odd. So,
hoot, hoot.
Yeah, very strange.
"There's someone in the car beside me. Don't say anything."
This one is from Anonymous. This one is a juicy one. "So my stupid friend's phone only works on loudspeaker, so this happens a lot. The worst was when I spotted her ex walking near her house. I rang her to warn her, but I had no idea he was actually going to meet her."
Oh.
"And by the time I called, they were together and he heard everything. They're now going out again and he hates me."
Oh, wow. I'm telling you, loudspeaker, I think it should be removed from the phone.
We got one in here from Ashling Gold. "Had my mum on loudspeaker and my boyfriend was in the room. And she told me my brother's friend, who I used to fancy, was coming over to collect our dog as we were going away the next day. So I doubt the boyfriend enjoyed that too much." And then Orla says, as a little tactic, which is kind of an obvious one, but a good one as well, "When I answer the phone on speaker and if there's someone with me, I announce that they're on speakerphone and insert name who is with me. So, hey, Nathan, Callum is with me. But I do it in a way that makes it sound like I'm just giving them an opportunity to say hello to each other." Works every time. No one is stung.
I'm
fantastic, Orla.
That tactic. Thank you very much, Orla.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I've said it once before. I believe God is birthday bingo.
Every morning, Nathan picks a month, and if your date from that month comes out of the drum, if it's your birthday, you win €1,000 this morning. Leah, you're playing.
Are you joking?
Oh, Leah, we are not joking.
Oh my God. Am I on the radio now?
Leah, you are on the radio. Please do not swear.
Yeah, we're going to try and get you €1,000 this morning, Leah. Would that help you a lot?
Oh my God, yes.
Well, look, we first got to find out what date we're dealing with. We need a number. This morning's month is May. What date in May is your birthday?
The 27th.
Oh, that's a great date.
27. if it comes out of the drum, you will be winning €1,000. And don't forget, if 13 comes out, you win a massive shark sent into us from the Meg.
Absolutely stinks.
It's taller than Nathan. He can sleep in it. Over to Nathan.
Leah, tell me this and tell me no more. It's a lot of money. What would you spend it on?
Maybe a little holiday.
A little holiday?
It's a little holiday.
A petite holiday. Where would we go?
Oh.
Scunthorpe. You said Scunthorpe. Lovely
fantastic,
place.
Fantastic.
Sunshine City. City of dreams. Well, Leah, I've two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. The other one, you know it. It's the electronic one from China, sponsored by Super Steel's Bouncy Castle. Which one do you want to use this morning?
I don't mind. Which one is closer?
Closer to me. I suppose they're actually at equal distance. The Jackie Cooney one's to my left and the electronic one's to my right. What are we thinking? I'm going to go with Jackie. Just Jackie seems in a good mood this morning, all right?
Perfect.
Let's give it a whirl.
27.
We're looking for 27.
Best
Let's go.
Best of luck, sister.
Well, 13 if you want that shark. But you will not be going home empty-handed.
Oh.
Leah, you will be winning something, but what will it be this morning?
All the shoulders raw.
It all depends on the ball that comes out. We have a ball. Okay, here we go.
I am not an emotional man, but holy moly. Are you feeling lucky right now?
I don't know.
She doesn't know. Put us out of our misery, Nathan.
The unknown. We're looking for the 27th or the 13th. I can tell you this morning's date, you are not going to believe me. Two fat ladies, the 9th.
Oh. That's my birthday! The 9th of May!
Oh.
Do I win the grand? Okay. The number 9, it doesn't win you the jackpot this morning, Leah, I'm so sorry. Even though it is my birthday, but it does get you a pair of tickets to see Gala, who plays the Olympia on the 22nd of October, plus guests. Now, they're just guests, they're not special guests, like some tickets say, they're just guests. So who knows who they could be? It could be...
Sigala's aunt on stage.
It could be. It could be anybody at all. Guests over for dinner. So enjoy that gig, and thanks for playing birthday bingo, Leah. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you, Leah. Bye.
We play tomorrow 8:35, trying to give away that grand and also that Meg shark. It is taller than Nathan, and you can
think
sleep
I should
on
wash it.
You could give it a wash before we send
but
that.
Then how would I dry it? It doesn't go into a dryer.
Put on the clothesline outside. You're Nori Threesome on the way.
I put it in the toaster.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
We're going to do some teamwork this morning, Graham.
Yeah.
You're going to offer some sound effects along the way to accompany this story.
I don't even know the story, so this should be interesting.
Let's begin. 39-year-old woman called Joanne Beaven, English, sitting in her living room when all of a sudden...
Wait a second, that wasn't me.
Oh my lord, what's going on
YouTube's
here?
YouTube's running in the background.
Now, you've really messed the story
that
up.
I was lucky that there was only a door knock. Could have been something else.
We're going to try our best here.
Start again.
Joanne is sitting in the living room, okay?
Yep.
Watching Ready, Steady, Cook when there's a knock on the door. I said a knock on the door, goddammit.
You asked for a doorbell. You asked for a doorbell.
She then goes towards the door. She opens it and there is a man holding her wallet that went missing 18 years ago. Yeah, I cannot believe it.
What?
Everybody thought I was going to speak about an animal. No, this is a wallet, okay? Containing a lucky shamrock and a picture of Eric Cantona.
No way.
Yeah, she was obsessed with Eric Cantona. So was my mother. There's a fun fact for you. A lot of women found him very attractive back then. Here's a quote. I've always had a big thing for Eric Cantona, though I don't carry his photo around with me anymore. The whole thing is really bizarre. You don't think that a stolen item will ever turn up. Never mind 18 years later, the purse is pretty gross and it doesn't smell very pleasant, more like a damp dog. So 18 years ago, Joanne, young Joanne, working in a hotel, one of the days she had her handbag beside the receptionist and somebody ended up stealing the handbag, okay? Then 2 days later, it was spotted in a ditch. Just the handbag, but the wallet was long gone. 18 years later, somebody comes across the wallet in a ditch, sends it to the police station.
Oh.
The police station managed to find an old driver's license, and they're able to track it down and send the wallet back to her house.
What kind of robber would steal a handbag and then just throw it in the ditch? Did they take the money out of it? Maybe they took the cash
maybe
out of it.
Maybe they took the cash.
All they wanted was the cash, and then they didn't want to be connected with the
handbag.
Now,
let's get very nostalgic. Do you remember our first night out in college? When you and I, we ended up going to a nightclub, and afterwards we came across a wallet on the street.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You're smiling. So you picked up the wallet and you went, great, great, money, money. And I went, no.
No, this
I
is
went,
a lie.
Graham,
this
no,
is a lie.
We need to return
I
it
handed
back
it into
to,
Kevin
no,
Street
stop.
Garden Station.
No, that's where I handed in.
No, it's
so
not.
You went, money, money, money. I want a pizza slice. And I went, Graham, no, that's bad. So then I ended up sending it to the police station, but sure didn't Graham take €5 to buy a pepperoni slice of pizza.
Oh.
That is true.
Well,
that
look,
is true. Who are you going to believe?
Who are you going to believe? Me, the honest guy, or the fella who got sacked from the cinema for robbing the till?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Love. Anne-Marie and 2002, it is 9:21. I'm fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
Here's a quick
Good
game.
Morning.
Welcome to the Nathan O'Reilly Show. Give me the four songs in that Anne-Marie song. What she references. Very quickly.
Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. Bye Bye Bye, NSYNC. Oops, I Got 99 Problems, Jay-Z. Have a hold up. If you want to go and take a ride with me. And Nelly, Ride With Me.
Well played, sir.
Thank you very much.
You win cinema passes.
Cheers, thanks so much. Well, we got something a little bit bigger to give away right now because we've teamed up with Threes Made by Music this week to celebrate how the power of music connects people and brings them together. And every day, we got tickets to an unmissable Three Arena gig. And at the end of the week, one of our daily winners who wins that Three Arena gig could be upgraded to Electric Picnic.
Come on.
It's unbelievable. It's the ultimate prize, a Made by Music experience at Electric Picnic.
Do you want to hear this morning's tickets that we have to give away?
Yes, please.
They are the Latina Prince.
Latino, because he's English. Latina is female. Latino.
Enrique Iglesias.
We have Rebecca on the line. Rebecca, how do you feel?
I feel really good and confident.
Well, we're going to try and sort you out with tickets to Enrique Iglesias. He is Pitbull's best friend. They tour together over in America. I saw Pitbull last night. Were you at Britney Spears and Pitbull last night?
No, it wasn't, but my two best friends were, so I'm devastated, so I need these amazing
tickets. We were there.
Yeah. What did they say about it?
They said it was amazing, but to be honest with you, they still haven't woken up, so I'm presuming they stayed out all night after.
Okay, well, maybe they met Mr. Worldwide on Hacker Street. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're looking for your music connection. Who in your life is your music connection?
My sister, Lorna.
Oh, lovely, Rebecca.
So what's going to happen now? We're going to give Lorna a call. If she answers in five rings, you'll win the tickets to Enrique Iglesias and go in the draw to win Electric Picnic tickets. You'll have to bring Lorna, of course. And if she doesn't answer, the tickets will roll over to tomorrow. Are you ready to go?
Okay, I'm ready.
Fingers crossed she answers.
She answers. Here we go. Let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Okay.
One.
Hello.
Lorna.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Graham and Nathan from Fully Charged. How are you?
Hello.
Lorna, are you standing right beside Rebecca in your living room? Because that's something really? I would do.
Lorna, you have just won yourself and your sister tickets to Enrique Iglesias.
Arriba! Arriba!
And you could be lucky enough to win tickets to Electric Picnic on Friday. We may be upgrading you and throwing them in as well.
Oh my God, stop, amazing.
Lorna, thanks for taking your call.
Amazing.
And Rebecca, anything you want to say to your sister?
I'm answering.
And Lorna, what do you have to say to Rebecca?
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And what's the age difference between both of you?
9 years.
9 years?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Who's the oldest sister?
Oh, let's guess who's the oldest one. Okay. So, Rebecca, you just say your name.
What?
You just say hello to us.
Hi.
Okay. Lorna?
Hi.
Oh, definitely Lorna. A bit more gravel, a bit more of a fruitful life.
She's seen some things, I'd say.
What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, Lorna, Rebecca, bye-bye. I'll leave before I get in trouble.
See you guys. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, my boy, we were at Britney Spears and Pitbull last night, Three Arena, hell of a gig.
Oh, well, can I just say thank you again for helping me sort out tickets.
Thank you for thanking me.
And I just want to say, reiterate, 40 of the best minutes of my life. Hit after hit after hit.
Interesting you say that because I'm currently on Mozilla Firefox and I'm reading a review about last night's
gig.
Fantastic. Now, I'm not going to say what the publication is because I don't want to give them credit for it. But what I will say is this is the first paragraph. No one in this overstuffed, sold-out Monday night crowd cares that Mr. Worldwide Pitbull ambles on stage like a lost taxi driver and plays what feels like the same song in a row for half an hour.
Sick human.
They're high-fiving and squealing for only one thing. Britney Jean Spears, get off the stage, Pitbull, you old decrepit man.
What happened in this journalist's life?
Oh, now, Graham.
That led up to this moment.
Don't
that
be offended.
So insufferably miserable.
Why
in their
are you
life
offended?
That they can't join in the absolute joy that Pitbull.
I'm affectionately calling him Pitbull.
Gave us last night. He took us from the 80s to the 90s to New York to Miami to Cuba. There was a journey. Shut up.
What if people said lazy performance?
Lazy performance.
Oh, I'm really poking
that's
the bear.
Lazy journalism, that is.
Oh!
That's lazy journalism.
Wow.
And you're right not to give them a shout because they don't deserve it.
Oh, you are very angry right now.
Disgusting.
We need to bring more positivity to the show.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it's time to go.
Like a giddy goose when this happens.
Three news headlines at the end of the show, but Nathan gets to choose which headline he wants to hear the full story from.
And I want to.
He wants to so badly. Headline number one, Lewis Hamill Pope.
Lewis Hamill Pope.
Headline.
Does Lewis Hamilton come to Dublin for the Pope's visit?
Well, you only find out if you pick the story. Headline number two, the Tinder games.
I do like Tinder.
Oh, we know that. And headline number three, Cardi B bombed. Cardi bombed.
I don't like the Cardi B story. No, I'm going to go with the second one, Tinder, please.
The Tinder games. Okay. This is an interesting story, and I'm glad you picked this because it's my favourite out of the three
this
morning.
Where does it come from?
New York. And this is where about 100 men were duped into a mass Tinder date in New York.
Oh, no. That would happen to me.
So let's start with one of the guys that turned up to this event. His name is Spencer M.
That's I like the name. Spencer.
He said he was contacted by a girl called Natasha about a month before this event. She said, hey, I like the way you look. We should grab drinks sometime. Absolutely fantastic. He goes, yeah, of course. You look beautiful. She then said that she has a college project she worked on over the next few weeks if he doesn't mind kind of taking a break from the Tinder and maybe pushing out the date a while. He thought he was being ghosted. But to his surprise, a month later, she comes back and says, hey, college is all done. My friend is DJing in Union Square in New York. How about we meet there at 6 p.m.?
That sounds amazing.
He was like, unbelievable. I thought this girl ghosted me. I thought she was just a flash in the pan. I'm going on an actual date with this girl.
Yeah, so what happened?
But when Spencer M turned up to Union Square, he noticed there was something a little bit fishy. There was about 100 men by themselves standing in the square as well, all looking at the stage, waiting for a DJ to come out. The DJ never came out.
Where was Natasha?
Natasha came out on stage with two bodyguards either side of her, and she had orchestrated the whole event.
Oh. What?
This is what his name is Spencer M went on to say. Sorry, this isn't Spencer M. This is another guy that was at the event called Nicholas.
Oh, I liked Spencer.
Nicholas said she walked out, and the gist of it was she wanted to do live Tinder. Folks were pretty mad, Nicholas said, adding that she appeared to have security and staff helping her with the show. And she started calling the different characteristics she doesn't like. If you're Puerto Rican or if you support Trump, leave. If you've a long beard, leave.
Ah, that would be me.
Then she did a competition. It was like the Hunger Games that was going on.
Well, how great is Natasha?
Nicholas said the majority of the group, like 95%, were like, and kind of left and stood back, watching as a few idiots fell in line to her demands, started doing sprint races, push-ups, and sit-ups. She then...
Well, at least they're getting the exercise in.
She then went on to do a live swipe right and swipe left.
Who does she think she is?
Now, people have done some digging into her. On her Instagram page, she says that she is a model slash actress. She's got about 3,000 followers on Instagram, but she was at an MTV VMA pre-party. So she is some sort of social media person. She isn't massive, but people are trying to get to the bottom of it. I will keep you updated if I find any more, but we don't know as of yet. I've looked and I've done my research. We don't know if there's a date come out of it.
It's a fantastic story. It has annoyed me, but sure, isn't that art? You're looking for a reaction.
There we go. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.